woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Good morning. Jeez, unbelievably hot outside.
Yeah.
Just crazy hot. It's just boiling, stinking hot.
20 degrees. Feels like 27 degrees. It's what I would refer to as sweat town.
Yeah, is that what you call it? Sweat town?
I call it sweat town.
It's a little uncomfortable, but we'll go with it.
Yeah.
Now, we've got the Virgin Radio Summer Side Hustle because it is summer and it feels like summer and you need to win $1,000. So we're going to pick a winner before 8 o'clock and then, and this is the fun part, it's where you come in. Big money for you. Keyword, 8 o'clock and 10 a.m. this morning. Checking in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
Well, Adam, I know your birthday isn't coming up for a while, but I already have your gift picked out.
Okay.
A jewelry company out of Australia is now selling jewelry made out of human teeth.
Excuse me?
Yes. Coughing was the right reaction to that story. They do it with baby teeth or deceased loved ones.
That is disgusting.
Yeah, so if Everly starts losing their teeth, let me know.
Okay.
Because they're going to Australia to be made into a ring.
That is extremely uncomfortable.
Yeah,
thank
you're welcome.
TJ. I appreciate that. It's like some weird form of ivory. Jax is not here. Producer Michaela, what's going on?
If I say my news, will you both clap really loud for
yes.
me?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
I got my nails done!
Hey! How did that feel?
I feel like a new person.
You know what? Not going to lie to you, I got mine done last week.
Did you?
I'm a man
great?
Who likes a good mani and a pedi.
That's fine.
And my cuticles are looking fabulous. So,
yeah.
Did you get any, like, did you do the clear coat? Or did
no,
you
do... I got, please hold, I got UV gel and
what is
shellac.
That?
It makes them really strong because after the pandemic, I had no nails left. So.
Oh, what happens to that? Like, what? Like, why is it? Like, I've heard my girlfriend said the same thing. Oh, I have no nails left. What happens?
You're not drinking enough milk.
I don't know. I don't know if I just fiddle with them more. I was just picking them more. Yep. I don't know what, but they were just really weak and super short, and they were not fabulous.
Okay.
So now I feel like a new person.
I would have painted your nails for you if you would have asked.
That
thanks,
is really
TJ.
Uncomfortable and something you should not ask people at work.
Really?
Oh,
what's wrong with that?
We're friends. Couple songs from now. We're going to tell you why the video games that you held on to from when you were a kid could be worth $1 million. Seriously.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So when we were growing up, a lot of people would say, and I'm not sure if they ever said this to you, but I remember people telling me, listen, hang on to your toys and actually hang on to the boxes because they could be worth money someday. And I've been to things like Toronto Fan Expo when that used to happen.
Yeah.
And... you know, you could see the old toys that even I used to play with, like an old X-Wing fighter or something, would be worth like hundreds of dollars. And you're like, really?
Yeah.
Because this was $20 when I was growing up at Toys R Us.
And then you grow to respect the people that could leave it in the box and not play with it.
That kind of discipline.
Oh, my.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Now, a sealed copy of Super Mario 64, which was the first video game I ever owned, because
yeah.
I got my first system was an N64. Just set the record for the most expensive game ever sold. It went for $1.56 million American at auction.
Pardon me.
Now, that record was... The record that it broke was actually set from the same auction house last Friday. Because another Nintendo game, an unopened copy of 1986's Legend of Zelda, the original one, went for $870,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So...
why did these get so expensive?
Well, okay, so the Zelda game apparently is super rare. It was the original version. Only a handful of those were made.
Okay. Makes sense.
The Mario, less than 5 copies are known to exist that are still sealed and in excellent condition. So not only would you had to have never played your Super Mario game,
yeah,
but you would have had to keep it in like a plastic bag in a box that was sealed and it was on its own because it didn't have any wear and tear around
yeah.
the corners, right? So basically they say, and also not in the sun.
Yeah.
Basically, they say the cardboard looks like it's brand new off the shelf from the mid-90s.
Wow. So what yeah. you're saying is if you would have done that, if you would have kept it in that sealed box, airtight, away from the sun, kept
yeah.
it in excellent, perfect condition, and not even looked at it over 30 years.
Yes.
You could almost afford a house in Toronto.
Oh, almost. Yeah.
yeah.
I mean, you'd have a small mortgage for sure.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, if you wanted to buy it, 1.56 million, it wouldn't be nice. You could buy it cash, but it wouldn't be a nice house. You'd still have renos to do.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Man, there is nothing like a good summer reality show. And you might be laughing at me like, oh, God, like another one. Okay, and I get it. But the thing about reality shows, and especially guys, get over it, because sports are a reality show. And if you like sports, then you like reality shows. There are some incredible shows out there. Last year, we fell in love with Selling Sunset. This year, it's a show called F-Boy Island.
Okay, based on the name alone, I'm in.
So this is apparently coming to Crave in late July, like July 29th, okay? Okay. So here's the here's the clip. Now, I've cut the promo down, but I want you to get an idea of what this show is all about. So here we go.
Women have been forced to tolerate the manipulative douchebaggery of F-boys for far too long. And that's why we're here. Welcome to F-Boy Island. Ladies, the three of you are hoping to find love in this tropical paradise.
I'm over the players. I'm at a point in my life where I'm ready for love.
Ooh. What you should know, there are 24 men. 12 of them are nice guys. The other 12, self-proclaimed F-boys.
Bro, bruh.
Bro,
bro, bruh.
He's really cute, but he looks like he's gonna ruin my life.
It's up to these three ladies and you at home to figure out who the F is who. I don't even know. It's gonna be hard.
Ugh. I like big boys, itty bitty boys.
I like funny guys. I like silly guys.
I'm hoping to have some fun and see who does have good intentions.
He looks like a guy that has two phones.
We're very intelligent women.
We're gonna sniff out these troublemakers.
I'm so nervous, I'm sweating right now, legit.
Let's play ball!
I came here for a relationship, not for the game. I like her.
But the twist, there's money on the line.
Oh my God, why?
Everyone has a chance to win $100,000.
Now, you can't have a reality show without some money on the line, right? Oh. There has to be some money on the line. And here's the thing with the F-boys in this. The whole thing is they're going to try to separate the good guys from the bad guys here. And we're going to define F-boy in a second here. But what's interesting about this, and I love this the most, is that the F-boys are literally only there for the money. Like, they're not there for anything else other than the money. And these three poor women have to go through and sort these guys. And they're all of them carved from marble.
Yeah, I bet.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, just Adonises.
Now, Michaela, our producer, you are in a long-term relationship.
Yep.
But you had to navigate the
murky waters
F-boy
of F-boy
icebergs, right?
It's true.
Now, so tell us, can you define what like an F-boy is?
They're the type of guy who would text you late in the night, but they wouldn't want to bring you to breakfast. They're the kind of guy
you up at 2 a.m.?
Yeah,
what are you doing?
Yeah, they'd be like, hey, what's up? And I'd be like, no.
Yeah, can you pay for my Uber home?
Yeah, they're the kind of guy who's probably still asleep right now. They probably won't wake up till 2.
Right.
They're kind of guys that just, like, they walk around in their group and they're like, what's up?
They're always good looking.
They're always good looking.
How often do they get their hair cut?
Oh, like every day. And their beard gets lined up like every 6 minutes. Like they can't, you know?
Right. Now in Toronto, normally, where do you find the majority of them? Like, do they congregate anywhere?
I would say, well, mostly they're in big groups. Like
big groups.
You'll see the main F-boy will be in the front and he'll have like a button-up white shirt.
There's a lead F-boy?
Yeah, there's always a lead F-boy. Yeah. He'll wear his hat.
He decides where on King West they're going that night.
King West? Yeah. That's kind of where I thought they'd be. Yeah. All right. So, okay. So
one of them has a BMW.
No. They're all in it.
Yeah.
Okay. So F-boy Island. We think it's coming to Crave. It's an HBO Max thing, and in Canada, that means probably Crave. So we got Crave July 29th. Looks like the reality show of the summer. From listening to that clip alone.
Yeah.
And keeping in mind that the actual promo is double that length.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you guys in?
I sometimes wish I paid more attention in school so I could have gathered a better vocabulary to firmly put into words how excited I am for this show.
All right, good. Michaela, are you in?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, because I am all the way in on this show. Oh, my God. It's going to be spectacular. Right now, Doja Cat, it's Kiss Me More, unless you're an F-boy. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Before I tell you who did it, let me ask you a question. Is giving anything valuable to a three-year-old a good idea?
Never a good idea.
Now, you have multiple nieces and nephews.
I do. And my brother once gave me this piece of advice for kids, which is Only hand your kids things that won't hurt them or are valuable, but will make them stop making noise.
Yes.
It's the only things you ever hand your children.
Distract them, but don't kill them.
Exactly.
Okay, so that's fair, right?
I thought that was great advice.
I think it is. It's actually been the thing that I've done with Everly. Now, my daughter is 2 years old. I wouldn't give her anything valuable because kids are hard on things, right? That's what happens.
Do you give her your phone yet?
I try not to. Yeah. Only in like extreme cases on road trips where she's getting super bored.
Yeah.
Then we got to break out the Peppa Pig. But I actually just try to keep her toys out and that sort of thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that really matters
or it's a cheat code. You got to use everyone's.
100%. Sometimes it's like, I just need some silence in this car. Now, do you think it would be a good idea to give a 3-year old a watch worth 6 figures?
No. No, it would not.
No, it would not. Okay. Now, this particular watch, and I'm going to tell you about the watch first before I tell you about the celebrity couple that did this.
Okay.
The watch is a Richard Mille. And I don't know if you know what Richard Mille is, but
no.
They're one of the sponsors of the Ferrari F1 race car. Okay. So you can imagine that it's a company that's doing well.
Somewhat of a premium brand.
They are known as, or at least they want you to know them as, the greatest watch in the world. And it's so hard to get one that you have to wait several years. They only make something like 5,000 of them a year.
What?
Minimum price on these things is like $200-300 grand. And they are supposed to be the lightest watch in the world. I actually checked their website before this. They say wearing one of their watches is like wearing the equivalent of a credit card on your arm in terms of how light it is. You don't know it's there.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's nice and it works really well. Drake's been spotted with them. I think he's got multiple. Like, it's a big deal if you get one of these, right? So, Cardi B and Offset bought one for their 3-year-old daughter.
Oh my God, awesome. Good for them.
Yeah. Now, some of these can be upwards of like $1.5 million. We don't know for sure how much theirs cost. I can imagine that it probably didn't. But a lot of people are like freaking out about this. They're like, what's a 3-year-old going to do with a watch like that? So, my question is this. Is it possible that you give the 3-year-old the watch, but you don't give it to them? As in, we've given you this watch, and this watch, much like Rolexes and things like that, in a few years, it's like buying a stock. Mm-hmm. It'll be worth more money. So it's an investment piece that you get when you're an adult.
I'm sorry. Did you just compare a $200,000 watch for a child to stocks and bonds that your nana and granddad give you on your fifth birthday?
Yeah, maybe just a little. Like something like, you know, like an education fund. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see where you're going.
Listen, it's ridiculous. I love Cardi B, but it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if there's any possible way where this makes sense. Like, because you're not going to, the 3-year-old's not wearing the watch.
No. I'm sure you put it on them for the picture. And then, like you said, you stock it away a little bit.
Yeah. And then when they're 25, you go, hey, here's the trust fund.
Yeah.
And here's the watch we gave you when you were 3.
And they're like, oh, it doesn't fit anymore. I got to get it resized. I have a question. So those $200,000 or $300,000 watches.
Yeah.
Are they still powered by batteries that you get at Shoppers?
They are not. They never have to be wound up. They just run?
They just run.
Yeah, so you don't ever have to worry about that sort of thing. I'm pretty sure, I don't know anything about luxury watches.
Yeah.
But my understanding is once they start going, they don't stop. And that's what's so mechanically amazing about them. So, you know, if you have one of those watches, you never have to worry about it getting wound up or, you know, that sort of thing.
And you don't have to spend all that money on batteries.
Right. Yeah. Now, if you are, unlike TJ and I, who are uncultured swines, and you have an expensive watch, and we're wrong on this, feel free to call in and correct us because we'd love to know. But I don't believe you ever need a watch. Here's the thing. I think the Richard Mille watch thing is you never have to do any maintenance ever. Like, it never stops. So it's kind of cool, right?
That is pretty cool. It's ridiculous.
But
I mean, like, just recapping the last week, we had a civilian pay their way to space.
Yes.
And now Cardi B and Offset bought their child a $300,000 watch.
Right. Minimum 300,000.
Things are going well for the wealthy.
Other people.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Well, we just played with Savage Love from Jason Derulo, and that was one of the biggest songs on TikTok last summer. And TikTok has just absolutely exploded, and it really kind of took off once the pandemic took off, because everybody was... No, the pandemic didn't take off. I guess the pandemic just happened. But everybody was stuck at home.
Yeah.
And the app is... It's literally... 10-second dream. Like, it's amazing. I don't like this. I'm going to flip to the next channel. And TikTok has become, like, the app to be on.
They've been crushing it.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're expanding, and this is bizarre. TJ, what is a TikTok resume?
It's exactly what it sounds like. Picture LinkedIn, which is the online version of your resume, but it's a video resume run through the TikTok platform. So when I first read this, I thought, oh, TikTok's hiring. But no, it's like companies... Okay, so some companies that sign up for this, for example, in the States are Shopify, Target, Chipotle, NASCAR, Forever 21, and the Detroit Pistons, which are an NBA team. So these teams are posting, or these companies have posted jobs through TikTok, and you apply to them through a video resume. But they're saying, like, it's obviously geared towards Gen Z.
Right.
These videos are not meant to be boring, where it's like you doing a talking head saying,
well, I went to school at the University
of Toronto. Oh, so you don't run through, like, your normal resume,
I'm sure
right?
You could, but you want to make it fun and entertaining, because that's what TikTok's all about. So you picture yourself trying to make your resume fun and entertaining and make sure that people don't scroll past it.
Well, if you manage to do it, because resumes are not that exciting.
No.
I mean, that's the kind of person you want to hire. Because there's creativity, right?
Yeah. I was actually, resumes are so boring. I was talking to my girlfriend about this the other day because I haven't written a resume in years. I was like, dude, do you still put like your objective at the top of it? And I guess you do.
Do you do a cover letter still?
Apparently.
You do, eh? Okay. Producer Michaela's like, yes, you do. Absolutely.
So what happens when you have a grown up job?
What was your, Producer Michaela, cover letter? When you because you've been with Virgin Radio for 2 years now, right?
Yeah.
So what did you, do you remember what your cover letter said? Do you know what you wrote?
You put me on the spot. I have it somewhere. But
do you actually?
Yeah, I can probably read it out. But basically, I just outlined like who I was, my past experience, what I could bring to the team, and why I would be the best fit.
Now, you're the youngest one here.
Yeah.
Would you feel intimidated by a TikTok resume?
I wouldn't want to do one.
Why not?
Why?
I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just... I don't know. Something about it makes my tummy feel weird.
Okay,
really?
So you're nervous. It's a bit nerve-wracking. Like, yeah. And then everybody thinks, because everybody... like my girlfriend's not on the app, and she's like, oh, it's the app where everybody dances all the time. I'm like, yes, but there's other things as well.
Very, it's like how people used to say that Instagram was the only place where people would take pictures of their food, which was true, but it was different also.
There was other things as well.
Yeah.
And it's morphing. So, okay, so that's the thing, is that like I find applying for jobs stressful enough. Having to do a creative like TikTok around it, that would be very, very tough.
They said they want people to get creative, use filters and effects, and let your personality shine through as much as possible. So if you're really good at editing your TikToks, you have an advantage trying to get jobs now.
So it's not in Canada yet?
Not yet, but as we've seen with apps, they normally test it in either Canada or the States, and then they go everywhere else. So not far away.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's up, Lindsay?
Hey, I think the TikTok resume thing is bad.
Why?
Well, a lot of companies now have moved to like blind resumes. So in some cases, you don't even see the person's name. So you don't see race, you don't see sex, you don't see age. And now it's kind of putting it all out there as to who you are before
expectations
are even on the table.
Well, that's a really good point. They've done studies, and like, if you're good looking, your chances of getting hired go up exponentially.
Explains why I'm unhirable.
He managed to get a job here.
Yeah, well, even the name thing, where they blindly do matching resumes and they take the name out. So if you have a very ethnic sounding name or non-traditional name, then it's apparently a disadvantage in some cases. So they've like removed all of that stuff, and now we're throwing the whole, you got to be talented and good looking and TikTok.
Right.
Like, not everyone can dance,
Yeah, yeah, and not everybody can dance with their elbows, which is literally all TikTok is. I wonder if you could do a TikTok, but like they could demand that you're not in it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so like,
is there
build
a way
something...
to display the information without showing who you are, what you're like, what you look like,
or your username?
That might work. That might be a way around all of it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
You want to make yourself happy? And it costs you no money? Like, maybe you're happy today, but do you want to be happier?
Yeah, of course.
So, apparently, small victories with your friends and your family are the things that will make you happier. So, you hear that, for instance, that Jax, who isn't here, found $20 in her jacket. You're like, oh, that's a small victory. I like that. I'm happy for Jax.
Yeah,
good for you, Jax.
Classic Jax.
Absolutely. So, I wanted to throw it out there. But the last couple days for you in your life, 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. What is your small victory that you are very proud of that you know that all of Toronto hearing it will be happy for you. TJ, do you want to take this
I got
one?
Kind of a silly one that happened this morning. Okay. As I was driving in, I was taking King Street. And if you know King, you know that there's a ton of streetcars on it.
Yeah.
And I was able to pass two streetcars safely and without delay. Because usually you have to wait because there's cars parked on the right side of the road. But I was able to zip around them both times. No delay. And that was my little victory. I felt really good. That was so
I'm maneuvering a couple streetcars on King.
Slower, bigger vehicle.
Honestly, why not? Producer Michaela.
If anyone knows me, they know I love my dog. Uh-huh. And since I've been coming back to work, he's been struggling to get into a routine. But as of yesterday and today, he wakes up when I do. He goes outside, does his business, and comes back in and goes back to bed.
Whoa.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy. That's good. Adam. Well, guys, got to be honest with you. Mine's a little bit more dad-centric. Okay? Rented a house, and the front garden was getting a little out of control.
Yeah.
Like, I had weeds growing up through all the front walkway and that sort of thing. And then there was a tree that had branches that was, like, spreading out. So every time I walked into my house, I had to, like, dodge the tree. So, guys, got up my old landscaping skills.
Oh.
And I, along with a little bit of help from my girlfriend, we spent 2 hours and we just completely brought that garden back to heel.
Yeah.
There were shrubs. They are now, like, perfect square boxwood shrubs. I cut some branches down. Felt like a man. You know, when you cut a branch down, when's the last time you cut a branch down? That'll make you feel like a man.
I'm going to cut a branch off a tree and open up a Bud Light.
Yeah
I'm going to stand out in the street, talk about North American made vehicles.
That's right.
Yeah. Where's my white sunglasses?
Oh, man. So here, what we want is, just to finish the garden conversation. Every time I walk by that garden, I feel so damn proud. Let me just throw that out there. Gardening just makes you so, you're like, I did that.
Yeah.
Me. Now, did I shave a little too much off the front hedges? And do my landlords live right down the street and can see them and there's no leaves left on them? I mean, maybe.
Yeah. They'll grow back, right?
But I'm sure. They're plants. They grow, right?
Yeah, whatever. You didn't buy the tree. What do you care?
So, 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text. What we want to know are about your little victories that will make the entire city of Toronto happy. It's a bit of a cloudy day. People could be a bit down. So, it's your job. Or at least with your help, we can help cheer everybody up. So give us yours. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Benny Blanco.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A new study says actually hearing small victories from your friends, like little things that happened that went right in their life, makes you feel better. So we figured, why not do that on a citywide level, right?
Yeah.
So anybody that can hear 99.9 Virgin Radio, and that's everybody from Buffalo to like Waterloo to Barrie to all the GTA, Durham region, what's up? We want to know your little victories so we can share it with the entire city and the entire surrounding area. And then we all feel good. It's a cloudy day, right? Things get a little bit, you know, dark sometimes. So TJ, what do we got?
We got this really good one from Amanda from the 416. Got up with my alarm to go for a walk before starting my day. Small victory. Getting up with your alarm is such a small victory.
Oh, yeah. Well, without pressing snooze. Getting up before your alarm is a small victory. Like, when you just naturally wake up and you're like, oh, it's 10 minutes before my alarm. If you go back to sleep, you'll be a mess.
Yeah.
But if you get up, it feels really good.
You just fight that initial urge to close your eyes.
Yeah.
Another one from the 647. I started a new job last week, and yesterday the manager said, thank you. You have already been a great help.
Oh.
Love seeing someone thrive at a new job.
Love that. Michaela loved that, too, I heard.
That's so good.
from the 416, I got into all the courses I wanted to for university. That's amazing.
That's huge.
That means you have choice. I love that.
Yes.
From the 905, my crush that I've been trying to hang out with for a while now has finally asked me to hang out. I will be seeing him later tonight.
Now, do we know, like, it's a crush hangout or is it just a hangout?
Ooh. Let's assume crush hangout.
Okay.
This is a segment where we act optimistic.
Okay. All right.
All right. Another one. I've been trying to get my girlfriend to play video games for almost 4 years, and I'm happy to say that she has been loving The Sims.
It's too bad Jax is in here. She is also a huge fan of The Sims.
She would start speaking Simlish. From the 705, been trying to train my cat to wake up when I do because she usually wakes up at 3 a.m. She has finally been sleeping in until 7, which took months of her biting me in the middle of the night and meowing. Because cats... are sociopaths.
Yeah, cats are nuts with that stuff.
Yeah,
and I don't know what it is. In the middle of the night, you hear them like running around
and picking
nocturnal.
The things.
Yeah,
maybe I don't know. That sounds like something I made up, but okay. It could be true.
It's upsetting.
Last one from the 905, also cat related. This is from our friend Nikki. I'm a veterinarian, and this morning, a kitty I have been hospitalizing and treating ate for the first time in days, and now he can go home to his mom.
Love
that.
Love that. Love that. Got any more?
You know what, Adam? I think that's it for now.
Okay, all right. Now, here's the deal. Keep them coming. 999-999 to text, 416-872-9999. The little victories you think everybody needs to hear about it. Let's hear it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax on Virgin Mornings. Jax is on vacation. She'll be back next week. TJ, talking about small victories. And apparently, if you hear your friends' small victories, it'll make you feel better. So we thought we'd do this citywide and like GTHA-wide. So if you got a small victory, hit us up, 999-999, TJ, what do we got?
From the 905, on my way to work just now, got a light flash to warn me of a speed trap. No ticket for me.
Oh, I love when people, by the way, I think that's illegal.
I don't think you're supposed to do that, but like, I don't hate it when people do it to me.
The people are that do that are the real heroes.
Yeah, they are. From the 416, my 13-month-old daughter has been calling me, her dad, Mama, for 4 months, and today started calling me Da.
That's okay, a win. That's nice, that's nice.
From the 647, I think a small victory for everyone in Toronto is that drag shows are starting to come back up. That's fantastic
love
news.
That. I love that. Shout out Cruz.
Last one from the 647, I made bomb coffee this morning.
honestly, when you nail your coffee in the morning, like the one that you make for yourself, that's a good coffee.
It's like putting on socks without having to pull too hard. It's just perfect.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Look, I'm from Brampton, so it gives me a really, really difficult time to give Mississauga credit for anything. But Mississauga was just ranked one of the smartest communities in the world. Every year, the Intelligent Community Forum names the top 7 cities that are models of economic, social, and cultural development in the digital age. This year, 3 Canadian communities made the list: Langley, BC, Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Mississauga, Ontario. According to the report, the city has developed a system that helps small businesses go online and has launched a program to provide training in the most in-demand skills for secondary and post-secondary students.
So what's Brampton done?
We have Alessia Cara and former NHL hockey player Rick Nash.
Okay.
Longtime Columbus Blue Jacket. They, of course, have the host of What's Trending from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's all we got.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, listen, if Brampton wants to compete with Mississauga, it's got to up its game, right?
How about you mind your business? Hey, bachelor and bachelorette parties are even crazier now that we are than they were pre-pandemic, pardon me. A survey by Wedding Wire asked more than 600 men and women and found that bachelor and bachelorette parties are now averaging 3 days instead of 2 like they were pre-pandemic. These parties are also more expensive, naturally. 51% of people say they're willing to put down $1,000 or more for a bachelor or bachelorette party. It is wild how these things used to be like a day, and now they're a whole weekend commitment. You
know, they used to be the day before the wedding.
That is crazy.
That's nuts.
Because the hangover taught us nothing.
Yeah, well, why would you get hungover the day before your wedding? Like, it just
doesn't make sense.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah, so we're slowly getting there. 3 days is a lot to ask of your friends.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Jewelry made out of human teeth is now something that you can buy.
Oh, great.
It's a jewelry company in Australia called Grave Metallium. And they do everything from necklaces and earrings to rings and full molars. You just have to send them the teeth and they turn it into jewelry for you. Prices range from hundreds to even thousands. They say they can do it with kids' baby teeth or your own teeth if you're into that kind of thing. They also say it's a good way for people who've lost loved ones to grieve. Just wearing jewelry.
You do your thing. Not for me, but you do your thing.
No. You're going to get some of my baby teeth. I have some of them saved, and I'm going to make you a really nice necklace.
God, please. No, thank you.
That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ, I think.
You're welcome. Ugh.
Gross. Hey, summer side hustle keyword. We've got another one for you, so you can win $1,000 just for listening to Virgin Radio. That's at 10 a.m. And right now, Silk Sonic.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This could be potentially the best revenge on an ex story you ever hear. Now, it involves his car, which she was driving.
Okay.
And we got a text from the 416 saying, well, did she drive on the 407 for days and days and days on end? No.
That's a good start, though.
Really, really good question. Now, this happened in China. And she was arrested for this. So, I mean, but she did something that I think is, if your insurance company found out about this, no matter what, no matter who did it, they would raise your rate.
Yeah.
She rented her ex-boyfriend's car on an app because he used to put his car out, you know, because you can do that. I think it's Turo or whatever it's called. There's an app where you can rent expensive cars.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah. So when I was looking for a car last summer, there was a lot of people that are like, if you want to test drive it, you can rent it on this app. And so they'll actually,
That's so cool.
If they're selling cars, if you're selling cars, you can rent your car out. So even somebody test driving your car, they're paying for it and they get their stuff verified. So if you want to sell it on Kijiji, their driver's license is there. They're already insured.
Oh,
it's already
so
set up.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, she rented it and she got a couple of tickets for jumping traffic lights, as in driving right through a red light. How many tickets did she get? What's a reasonable amount in a few hours?
In a few hours, I'm going to say between 1 and 4.
You're close. 49.
What?
49 red light tickets, as well as another for speeding. We're talking tens of thousands of dollars that she just ran up on renting this guy's car. And I guess she sent a friend over to get the car, and then she drove it through the red lights.
Oh, my God.
I guess she was very upset about the breakup and the way he handled it.
Yeah.
And decided that he needed to be paid back. Yeah. Now, to her credit, first off, maybe not to her credit, but to her luck, I guess, nobody was hit.
Yeah.
Everybody's okay. Car's not even damaged. But 49 red light tickets. Now, have you been through a breakup in your life that might be worth 49 red light tickets?
Maybe like 38.
38?
I don't know about 49. 49 is a lot.
No, not even worth one.
Not even worth one.
Okay.
Michaela, perfect.
Whoa, everything's great. Michaela. Welcome to the Michaela world.
Yeah, I've just broken everybody else's heart.
Yeah.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Doja Cat.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're friends with your coworkers. You see them every single day. But when they go on vacation, unless they invite you over, you probably go, I'm going to leave them alone, right? They could probably use a little bit of a break for me. But not TJ. Not TJ. TJ would like to solicit your advice today with regards to Jax, who is on vacation this week from the show. Now, Michaela, you know the full details of this, about this. Before we explain this, producer Michaela, do you think this is a good idea?
I think you should leave her alone.
Okay. No,
listen, I have never left Jax alone from day one, and I'm not going to start now.
I too, also think TJ should leave Jax alone. But we'll let TJ explain why TJ wants to invite himself over to Jax's house this week while she's on vacation.
Yeah. So Jax had a small housewarming on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. I was there.
You were there. I was not because I was away at the cottage. And I'm jealous that you got to see her house. And I really want to invite myself over to her new home with her girlfriend so I can see it and have coffee with her. And I don't see how that's bad.
Now, just to be clear on something, TJ has vacation the next 2 weeks.
Yeah,
but Jax is on vacation. You're away the both
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah, I'm indisposed.
Okay, because here's the thing. It's Jax's vacation. If you, on your vacation,
yeah,
were to say, hey, Jax, can I come over to your new house? She'd be like, yeah, sure, come by after work or whatever. But, like, we are a lot, right? Yeah. Michaela can attest to that. You and I are a lot.
Yeah.
So Jax does need to come up for air from us from time to time.
She's like a parent who locks themselves in the bathroom just to scream into the towel
every
once in a while.
Yeah, 100%.
You know?
So my thing is, maybe leave her alone just because we want her to miss us at a certain point, right?
Counteroffer. I never leave her alone because then she'll get used to what life is like without us.
Ah.
And we can't have that.
Why? Because it's better?
Yeah.
So this is the thing. Okay, so I want you to imagine that you're in this situation. You're Jax, okay? And you get a text from TJ. And TJ, what's the plan, by the way, for inviting yourself over?
See,
how do you
want
to do this?
I thought this was going to be a plan on how I invite myself over. So I'm looking for advice on this. But my initial plan was to just say, hey, are you free on Friday? Because I'm coming over. And I was going to bring my girlfriend Val. And Val would be a buffer because she likes Val and Val's normal.
Right. Okay, so here's the question then. 416-872-9999. It's a two question. Number one, is TJ right to try to invite himself over on Jax's vacation?
Absolutely he is.
And even whether he is or he isn't, I still need you to answer number two. How should he invite himself over? Are you a master of getting the invite that you wouldn't have gotten if you hadn't manipulated your way into that situation?
Is there an argument to me just showing up? Do you have her address?
I do, but I don't know if she'd ever talk to me again if I just get... You have it, don't you?
She, like, is contractually obligated to talk to you. So I think that's okay.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
No matter how much you love your coworkers, you could even be best friends outside of work. Sometimes you need a break, right? So if your coworker who you love dearly, but maybe needed a break from, wanted to invite themselves over during your vacation, would you be somewhat upset about it? Because that's what TJ wants to do with Jax.
Yeah.
Who's on vacation this week. Needs a break from both of us, let's be honest.
Probably.
It's a lot of boy in this room.
Yeah.
And so so she's got her new house. You weren't able to come to her housewarming on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So you want to invite yourself over while she's having her staycation.
Yeah, I just want to show up. I kept telling her, she gave me a houseplant when I moved into my place with Val. So I keep telling her I'm going to give her back that houseplant as her housewarming gift.
Now, it's an important detail here. By the way, that's very funny.
Thank you.
It's an important detail to know that TJ's on vacation the next 2 weeks after this. So he could use his vacation time to go see Jax.
But I'm on vacation. Why would I?
Right.
I'm busy.
You're busy.
Yeah,
okay.
I got a lot going on. So I got a lot of pokers in the fire.
Question is twofold. Number one, if you're TJ, should you invite yourself over? Number two, if the answer is yes, how do you get the invite? How do you do it properly? As not to alarm suspicion.
Steph in the 416 texts in, TJ, do not invite yourself over. Give Jax a break. She absolutely needs a break from you and your ridiculous chows.
Wow.
Ooh, I should just go over and say chow.
Not a member of the chow gang.
No.
Wow, okay, all right.
That's all okay,
right.
The chow gang is strong. Another one from the 905. I don't think TJ is in the wrong for wanting to go to see the house. He can always text Jax asking her how the vacation is going, and then he can ask when she's free so he can see the new place and then grab coffee on the way. See, that seems like a pretty good plan.
I mean, she has a very expensive espresso machine that she's extremely proud of.
She is.
I'm not sure that coffee's your way in, to be honest with you.
I'll just tell her to make me one. It'll be great. Another one from the 647. Do not do it. Absolutely not. You will ruin her vacay. You're being selfish.
Oh, okay.
Let the girl breathe and get settled into her house. It's probably stressful for her to get everything settled in anyways. Last thing she needs is you.
Oh, my God.
You can do coffee next week. So, listen.
Wow.
That might have been a little harsh that day.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's not like she would be that upset, I don't think. Or maybe that's Jax texting in from a ghost phone number.
Yeah, it's Jax from a burner. Last text here from the 416. TJ can text Jax. He has her housewarming gift and wanted to get it to her before his holidays. Then TJ, you'll need to come up with a gift, but that should work. See, I want to get her a gift.
Okay. Okay, number one, you do need a gift.
Okay.
Number two, if you do go over, you are contractually bound, and I'm making the call here, and I know our boss will back us up. Contractually bound to put the whole thing on Insta stories.
Oh, absolutely.
And we're going to put it on the Virgin Radio Insta stories too. So are you going to do it?
I think I might try and surprise her and just show up.
You know she's not listening right now.
Yeah, I know. She can't say no if she doesn't know I'm coming.
Oh my God.
Right?
I can't wait to talk about this with her next week. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Ariana Grande.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
You know, there are some things in life that just drive you absolutely crazy town banana pants, but you never really do anything about it, and you just accept it as reality. Well, Heinz Canada has launched a petition on change.org to force companies to sell hot dog buns and hot dogs in equal amounts. Because as you'll recall, if you've ever been in a grocery store, buns come in packs of 8, but hot dogs, for some reason, come in packs of 10 or 12. So they've started a petition online, and it has over 25,000 signatures already, because it should. And these are the things we should be concerned about.
I think, don't they do that because they want you to buy more?
So
they never, like, really line up?
That's a conspiracy theory online, but it has something to do with, and I pulled it up. The reason behind the mismatch is hot dog companies started selling them in 10 packs in the 1940s just because it's a round number. But bun companies sell 8 packs because the standard pan that they've always been baked in fits 4 buns per row.
Wow.
You would think that advances in modern technology would allow us to fit 5 buns per row,
if
but
only,
here we are.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if only they had 80 years to think about a solution to that.
Nope. Now we just gotta wait for a petition to take care of us.
Wow, okay.
Dua Lipa is gonna be making her acting debut for a spy thriller movie called Argylle. Now, sometimes when you hear of a musician joining a movie, you're like, oh, it's gonna be one of those crappy movies, like that movie Battleship that Rihanna was in.
Oh my God.
You remember that one?
Yes, worth the watch though.
Doesn't she say like 23 words in it?
Yeah, but it's so bad, it's good.
Yeah.
You have to watch it.
So this movie sounds like it's not gonna be like that at all. It stars Henry Cavill.
Yep, Cavill.
Cavill.
Superman.
Yeah, Superman. Samuel L. Jackson, Bryan Cranston, Bryce Dallas Howard, Sam Rockwell, John Cena, and Catherine O'Hara, who you might recognize from Schitt's Creek. She's also going to be doing the theme song for the movie Argylle as well.
Wow.
Again, will she have a big cameo? Who knows? But it'll still be cool to see Dua Lipa because we love her so much. Bachelor and Bachelorette parties are even crazier now than they were pre-pandemic. A survey conducted by Wedding Wire asked over 600 men and women and found that bachelor and bachelorette parties are now averaging 3 days instead of two like they were before. And those parties are also more expensive. 51% of people say they're willing to put down $1,000 or more for the bachelor or bachelorette. They are getting out of hand. When someone invites you to like a bachelor or bachelorette weekend, it's a hard no for me. You get a day. You get one day, unless I'm in the wedding party and I have an obligation.
Yeah, no, if you're in the wedding party, you gotta go.
Yeah, yeah. But listen, man, I love you, but baby needs his time away.
You know what? A good bachelor party is a really, really good time. I've been on a few, and like you have fun. Bachelorette parties seem to be far more complicated.
More stressful.
You ever been in one, Producer Mikhail?
Yes, I have.
Okay, and this is gonna sound terrible, but it's the truth. Every girlfriend I've ever had that's been in a bachelorette party comes home with a story about how there's a fight.
Yeah.
There's always a fight.
It's never gone smooth.
I've never been to a bachelor party where there has been a fight. Bachelorette parties, there seems to be at least one, potentially two. What has been your experience?
There's always a fight.
There is.
Yeah.
What is it usually about? It's usually between like bachelorette 3 and 4, right?
It's always someone else. And you're always a witness to it, but it's never really the bride that's involved. It's always the other friends. And 9 times out of 10, it's like it'll start on the Friday because so-and-so is a little bit late and then so-and-so didn't bring the right dip. And it's just those small things that come Sunday, it's over.
Wow.
See, and men are such simple creatures. We're just like, well, if there's beer in the fridge, we'll be good to go for a weekend.
Oh, let's play spike ball in the yard. What part of the resolution mediation committee are you? Like, are you the one that steps in and goes, calm down, Hannah? Or do you stay back and go, let them duke it out, and then they'll be friends in 15 minutes?
I stay silent, and I'm usually the one that's like, come here, we're going to go to the other room.
No! Oh,
that's a good friend.
And they're
friend.
Always whispering to me in the other room, like, you wouldn't believe.
I want to go to a bachelorette. It sounds like so much fun.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Topic.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Even if you don't like reality TV shows, you will like this reality TV show. I promise you. You've met this person. You've dated this person. And now they're putting this person on blast. And weirdly, it's on HBO, which is not usually the reality TV show network. But I think they're trying to get into the whole streaming game with like Netflix and Amazon Prime and all that stuff. And they all have their own reality shows. So HBO Max, which in Canada, I believe is Crave, which is spectacular.
Praise be.
You're going to be introduced to a show at the end of July called F-Boy Island. Now, if you don't know what an F-Boy is, we'll explain to you afterwards, but I think you'll get the idea after you hear this promo.
Women have been forced to tolerate the manipulative douchebaggery of F-Boys for far too long. And that's why we're here. Welcome to F-Boy Island. Ladies, the three of you are hoping to find love in this tropical paradise.
I'm over the players. I'm at a point in my life where I'm ready for love.
Ooh. What you should know, there are 24 men. 12 of them are nice guys. The other 12, self-proclaimed F-boys.
Bro, bruh.
Bro,
bro, bruh.
He's really cute, but he looks like he's gonna ruin my life.
It's up to these three ladies and you at home to figure out who the F is who. I don't even know. It's gonna be hard.
Ugh. I like big boys, itty bitty boys.
I like funny guys. I like silly guys.
I'm hoping to have some fun and see who does have good intentions.
He looks like a guy that has two phones. We're very intelligent women.
We're gonna sniff out these troublemakers.
I'm so nervous, I'm sweating right now, legit.
Let's play ball!
I came here for a relationship, not for the game. I like her.
But the twist?
there's money on the line.
Oh my God, why?
Everyone has a chance to win $100,000.
Now, you cannot have a reality show with without like a $100,000 prize.
Yeah, of course.
So they have to decide which guys are the good guys and which guys are the bad guys, manipulative guys. And by the way, later on in the promo, it says the F-Boys are literally only here for the money. They're here to be hot and they're here to take the money. So I don't know how they're going to get award this money, but it's up for everybody now. Michaela, before we go any further and we get reaction to this, what is an F-boy? Because I know that you had to deal with this before your current long-term relationship with your great boyfriend.
They're the kind of guy who would text you at 2-3 in the morning to see if you're up. The one who, you know, wouldn't want to go anywhere and see you in public or be around your family. They're the kind of guy.
Wow.
That's the kind of guy. They're the kind of guy who, yeah, they're probably still sleeping right now. But yeah. They're
off manipulating your friend right now.
Yeah. They kind of like, they look at you and they're always like biting their lip.
Oh. They love gaslighting.
Yeah, they love themselves. Like their reflection is their favorite thing to see.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
A lot of haircuts.
Always haircuts.
Yeah.
Now, F-Boy Island is literally about that. It's about that kind of guy.
Okay.
So, after hearing the promo, we decided that it would be a good idea. In fact, really, the credit goes to producer Michaela. Goes to the Instagram account for this. I don't know why you did this.
I needed to know.
But they're doing something.
No.
That's pretty funny. They're doing something really funny on the Instagram account right now. Can you explain it?
So yeah, if you go to their Instagram page, they have posted some of the guys up and you're supposed to comment below an angel face if you think they're a nice guy based off their photo and their quote. Or if they're an F-boy, you're supposed to put an eggplant emoji.
Oh, wow.
So, do you want me to go through some with you?
Incredible.
Okay. Name some of the names and like what the captions are.
Okay, so maybe I'll explain to you what they look like first. So this guy's name is Andrew D.
Okay.
And he has long hair and he's shirtless and he's sitting in front of the water and he's just kind of smiling at the camera.
Okay.
And his quote is, "We'll see what happens from here."
Oh, that's an eggplant for sure.
You think so?
Yeah, that's an eggplant.
Yeah, because F-boys like to keep their options open, right? That's why they're F-boys.
Fair.
So I think Andrew D gets an eggplant.
Yeah. Okay, the next one. He has two pineapples, his shirt's open, he's biting his lip, and he's looking at you like, what's up? His name is Anthony R, and his is... Don't you... Wait, let me say that. I have to get through this. I can't take him seriously. Okay, wait. Anthony says, "I make sure I'm having fun."
Oh, no.
Yo, Anthony is a heart emoji or a heart face or whatever.
An angel
it is.
Face.
You think
angel
he's
face.
A nice guy?
Yeah, here's why. He's holding two pineapples. An F boy would only hold
that's
a pineapple true. For themselves.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Adam made a good point.
I
angel
was stuck
face.
On the lip bite.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's
sometimes
the next
there's
one.
A classy lip bite.
No, there is not.
Sometimes.
No, there is not.
Okay.
The czar
okay.
of love over here.
Here's the third guy. Third guy. His name is Cameron B. He's wearing sunglasses. He's looking off into the distance. He has a necklace. Ooh. He's also shirtless.
Okay. And does anyone have shirts on this Instagram account?
No.
Okay.
His says, "I always get told I look like a player."
Angel face.
Why?
Because he's defending himself. I always get told I look like a player.
See, some F-boys, though, will be like, "I always get told I look like a player." And then somebody will be like, "Well, are you?" And be like, "You're about to find out." And then, you know that's happened.
Yeah, I know.
You know that conversation happens. Shout out King West. You know that happens all the time. You know it's happening right now.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say eggplant on that guy.
Okay, we'll
sure.
do one more. Last
one more,
guy.
One more.
He's
okay,
shirtless.
Okay.
He has tattoos.
What's his name?
Casey J.
Ooh, that's tough.
Eggplant.
And he's winking and his tongue's out a little bit in his smile.
What's the quote?
"There's no point in playing games."
Oh, he's a nice guy. No point in playing games.
What if
he's I think he's trying to bamboozle you.
No, okay.
I think he's trying to bamboozle. I'm gonna say eggplant.
And he's winking and sticking his tongue out?
It's not like a fun look. If biting your lip is eggplant, then winking with a tongue out is eggplant also.
These people need to remember that one day their kids are gonna see this.
I don't think that's gonna be a problem.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You don't get this thing, but your partner does. So how involved do you need to be? TJ, explain your story.
So I came home from the show yesterday, and my girlfriend greeted me at the door along with the dog, Charlie.
Because you're a step
I'm a stepdog dad.
Stepdog dad.
So yes. Charlie is from a previous relationship, but yesterday she turned 3, and Val said, wish Charlie a happy birthday. It's her birthday today. So I said, happy birthday, Charlie. And Charlie said nothing because she's a dog. And then Val gave her her present, which was a new dog toy because it's her birthday. And I didn't get Charlie anything because she's a dog. And then Val said, I think we should take her to her favorite park today because it's her birthday. And I said, sure, we could take her to the park because she's a dog and doesn't speak English.
She'll guarantee to enjoy the park.
And like, I'm going to preface this. I love the dog. The dog,
sure.
She's one of my best friends. I think the dog is fantastic. I've never celebrated a dog birthday before in my life. And I wonder if it's weird. And like, if it is, whatever, I'll do it. But like, how involved do I have to get?
So, and how long does the dog birthday go? Like, are you expected to now get a present?
It went yesterday. I felt like I could put my name on the gift, but I feel like next year I might have to get Charlie her own
thing. Okay, so I've got two rescues, so I don't know when their birthdays are, so I don't do the birthday celebration, but I have to be honest with you. I don't think I would anyway.
No?
Because they're dogs.
See, I was like, this is weird, but I'm jumping on board because it's what Val wants to do,
right.
And maybe it's what Charlie wants, so.
Producer Michaela has a dog. His name is Cedar.
Yep.
He's a good boy.
And does he have a birthday, and do you celebrate it?
His birthday is May 18th, and
oh
yes, he got a puppuccino. And he got a dog hat.
What's a puppuccino?
It's one of those little Starbucks type.
You go to Starbucks, you ask for a puppuccino, and they or a pup cup, and they give you just like whipped cream for the dog.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, whipped cream.
And you actually celebrated it?
Of course I did.
You can get dog cakes. So you can. There are bakeries that make specific dog cakes, and they look like birthday cakes, but they're just for the dog. Do not eat them, trust me.
Okay, so Michaela, hearing this story.
Yeah.
Personally, what do you think? How involved does TJ need to get? Does he need to make up for yesterday not coming home with any gift?
Yes.
What?
Actually?
I think so.
Are you actually being serious?
No, I actually think, well, she deserves one. Charlie's such a good dog.
I know, but I'm also a good boy. Where's my gift?
Yeah, you have a birthday. What if... No, I'm not going to go there.
What if
she didn't get you a gift?
She didn't.
We don't know this.
She's a dog.
Val put her name on the card.
So
she got you something.
Okay, all right. Maybe I'm the weird one, but it's a dog. Like, why are we doing this?
Here's the thing, though. Like, if this is a thing.
I love dogs.
If this is a thing, I'm fully on board for it. I'll do it. But it sounds ridiculous.
It does. Okay, so here's what we need to know. 416-872-9999-999-999 to text. Dog birthdays, are they a thing? And if so, does TJ need to make up for yesterday? First off, not knowing it was the dog's birthday.
Yeah.
Secondly, coming home with nothing.
Yeah,
does
am
he
I in
need
the dog
to go?
House?
Yeah.
Hey, oh, no.
Boo. Does TJ need to go to the pet store today and grab something and bring it home? That's what we want to know.
Yeah, and Charlie, don't text in because I know you're going to say yes. She knows how to text.
Can you please not pretend that the dog knows how to text?
I'm not pretending.
I'm uncomfortable enough with this birthday party thing. Come on.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
The question is about dog birthdays. Specifically, TJ is a stepdog parent.
Yes.
Which is actually becoming more and more a thing. Like they actually, in divorce settlements now, will talk about like who gets custody of the dog.
Yeah.
And so anyway, so TJ is that guy. And yesterday comes home, not really much of a stepdog parent, doesn't know that it's the dog's birthday.
Hey, I'm a great stepdog dad.
And anyway, so you guys celebrated the dog's birthday.
Val got Charlie a little chew toy and we took her to the park.
Now,
park.
There are some people that think that TJ needs to make amends because he did not show up with a birthday present yesterday. So our question is, number one, do you celebrate a dog's birthday? I have two dogs. I don't celebrate either of their birthdays. Number two, if you do celebrate the dog birthday, do you bring home something? Because TJ, you forgot yesterday.
I did.
You were a bad stepdog parent.
Apparently.
So, what do you think? 416-872-9999-999-999 to text.
Well, my dog has a birthday.
When is it?
It's November 16th.
Okay.
Oh, that's such a sad.
And we celebrate his birthday every single year.
What do you do?
He's a Bernese Mountain Dog, and he loves it.
Aww.
When it's crappy weather.
Oh,
so
okay.
We take him out. He like gets to go run around in the snow, and he usually gets an ice cream, which is his favorite treat.
Oh.
Now let me ask you something. He's a Bernese Mountain Dog. Requires a ton of walking because they're big dogs, right? Big hairy dogs.
Energetic.
How is that different from every other day with your Bernese Mountain Dog?
It's not that different, actually. He's a lazy guy, so he can't go too far.
So it sounds like you're making him do things he doesn't want.
Yeah,
to do.
Like this is birthday punishment. What is this?
No,
hey,
but
now you got to see him in the snow. That's a different story.
Hi, Virgin Radio. What's your name?
Keisha.
Keisha, it's Adam Wild, TJ, and producer Michaela is here too. So we want to know about the dog birthday thing. Are you a dog owner, and do you believe in the birthday thing?
I am a dog owner, and I only 50% believe in the birthday thing.
Okay, all right.
It's acceptable to have a dog's birthday. I love my dog. She has a birthday. It's fine. Do I spend the entire day doing things that only the dog likes and make sure I get a dog cake and dog presents? God, no. One chew toy and, like, a sausage or a steak to honor that you had a birthday.
Aww.
That's it.
Still, that's
a good haul.
Man, I don't do anything for my dogs.
I love my dog dearly. She's, like, my first kid, but I have real kids, and...
Yes!
Thank
you.
Birthday.
Yeah, that's enough stress.
I
right?
don't know. I got nieces and nephews, and I like Charlie more than I like them. So,
thanks for your call, Keisha. All right, TJ. So we got one on one side, one on the other.
Yep. From the 519, here's a text. Yes, dog birthdays are absolutely a thing. Dogs are only in our lives for so many years. So yes, you should celebrate every year that they are with us. Oh, now I'm worried about Charlie's Jeez, mortality.
Man. There you go.
Jeez.
Now we're thinking about death. Great.
From the 647, 100%. You need to get to the pet store ASAP. Also, if you're buying anything edible, make sure that the pup doesn't have allergies. What?
Do you know if the pup has allergies?
I don't even know if the dog is gluten-free
okay,
or
all right.
Whatever.
Well, you might want to learn that, stepdad dog person.
Last text, and I think this just sums it up. Quote, dog is family.
Did a dog write that?
Honestly, Charlie might have texted that in.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wild, TJ, and Jax.